Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
We are talking about blessed to be a blessing. What does it mean to be blessed? Number two, being blessed is how God's character is worked into us. Being blessed is how the character of God is worked into us. So when a man says, I am blessed, we want to see the weight of the character of God being displayed in his life, through his life. So to be blessed is how the character of God is worked, W-O-R-K-E-D, is worked into your life. How it continues with God using us to bless others. And it ends with us having experiential knowledge of God and inheriting his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Blessing is not a blanket promise for material wealth. Blessing is not a blanket promise for material wealth. So when God said, I'm going to bless you, he's not just saying, I'm going to make you a millionaire. When God said, I'm going to bless you, it's not just saying, I'm going to make you the richest fellow in your community. It goes beyond that. Money is the lowest form of blessing. Write that down, don't forget it. Money is the lowest form of blessing. Praise God. So when God said, I am going to bless you, it's not just giving you a blanket promise of a material wealth. That is going to happen. But when God said, I will bless you, hardship is also involved in the process. There's going to be some difficulties. There's going to be some processes that you have to go through, just like Joseph went through. Matthew chapter 5, from verse 1 to 10, you are going to see an highlighted step or sequence of God blessing. And when God said you are blessed, what it means? He said, blessed are those who are poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who thirst after righteousness. Blessed are those who are pure in their heart, for they shall see God. Now, this goes on and on. And he said, blessed are you when you are persecuted by men. So, inside the blessing, hardship, persecution, tribulation is also there. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not stand in the way of the sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law he meditates day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. He brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. What is the blessing? I've told us, what does it mean to be blessed? Now, what is the blessing? The blessing is that supernatural force that makes a man in all ramification. The blessing is that supernatural force that makes a man all round. Financially is there, physically is there, socially is there, mentally is there, and above all, spiritually is there. So blessing is that supernatural force that men cannot explain. Now let me say to this everyone, if what you have can be explained naturally, then you are still yet to encounter genuine blessing. If what you have can be explained naturally, they said, you know he's wealthy because his father was a millionaire. There is a natural explanation to you to what you have. You are still yet to encounter genuine blessing. The blessing is that supernatural force that makes you
All ramification. When a man is blessed, it doesn't fail at any point. Praise God. And that's why the Bible said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He succeeds as a father, succeeds as a husband. It's not a failure in his career. He succeeds all around. May the blessing hand of God come upon somebody's life in the name of Jesus. How many of you still need a blessing from the Lord? Are you there? So the blessing is that supernatural force that makes a man all round. Number two, the blessing is the greatest asset of man on the earth. The blessing is the greatest asset of man on the earth. So the greatest asset is not real estate. Amen. The greatest asset is not oil blocks. The greatest asset is not stacking up cash in different denominations and currencies. The greatest asset on the earth is the blessing. Praise God. You see, when you send a man with the blessing into the forest, it's a matter of time the forest shall become a fruitful vine. Where God took Abraham to was worse, naturally speaking, than where he took him from. He took Abraham away from the city of oil. They had oil. Praise God. The Irans of this world. Praise the Lord. That's where God is taking Abraham away from. And is taking him to deserts. Where there is no oil. Where there is no water. When the blessing is with a man, even the rocks will begin to bring forth waters. And that is the first. Someone here will return back to your business with. They said this business didn't work before. They did it here. The same person. They did the same business in this place. How come that you are doing it and you are having result different? Praise the Lord. So the blessing is the greatest asset of man on the earth. So why you are crying for oil blocks? If you have all the oil blocks and you don't have the blessing, they will still take it away from you. Amen. If you have the tallest of building and you don't have a blessing, you can die while climbing the staircase. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it was Solomon that said it in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. He said, there is a man to whom God has given wealth and riches, but he has not given him life to enjoy those wealth and riches. That is a disease of the soul. Amen. That's what Solomon calls it. He said, there's a man to whom God has given riches. Solomon understands that every wealth, every riches comes from God. But there are those God have allowed to have wealth and riches, but they don't have life enough to enjoy it. He said, yet there is yet another man to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has also given him life to enjoy it. And Solomon calls that the blessing of the Lord. I pray for someone here that you will not die in the point of your manifestation. Wealth and riches is there, but they say he has a kidney problem. He has a liver problem. He has a conditioners in all his room. But the doctor say you can't sleep under any condition. So there are air conditioners all over, in the car, in the room, in the office. But he's not permitted to hold it so that he can live a little longer. He has all the money in the bank to eat one live cow every day in his house. But the doctor say you can't eat meat. So the best he eats is smoked fish, dried one, stock fish. He lives like that so that he can live long. But there is a man to whom God has given wealth. He has given him health. He has given him life. He wants a chicken, he can eat it. He wants anything, he can eat it. And that is what God will do for someone listening to me today. That you will not just labor for another person to eat the fruit of your labor. The Bible said you shall not labor in vain. You will build houses and you will live in them. You will plant vineyard and you will eat the fruit thereof. Are you hearing me, someone? The blessing is the greatest asset of a man on the earth. That when the blessing of the Lord is upon you, when the devil dealt with Job and took away everything that he had, it was the spirit of Job that was empowered by God that sustained Job. But the Bible says, and God turned the captivity of Job, and he became richer, two times richer than what he used to be in the beginning. And God didn't stop there. The Bible says, and God added years to Job, that he saw his grandchildren again. After losing 10 adult children, God gave him so much years that he had children and waited for those children to be married and waited for those children to have children. Only God can do this. Every demonic trigger in your life that will not allow you to see your generational blessing, may the Lord terminate them now. Stand to your feet and shout, I am blessed to be a blessing. Come on, let your neighbor hear, I am blessed to be a blessing. Touch yourself and say, whether the devil likes it or not, whether Nigeria likes it or not, whether government likes it or not, this year I am a blessing to my neighbor, to my family, to my brothers, to my sisters. Everywhere I enter, I am a blessing. If you said that, let me hear a thunderous amen. The blessing is an asset of life and creation. The blessing is an asset of life and creation. Let us talk about the content of the blessing. What is the content of the blessing? When God said you are blessed, what does it consist of? The outcome of a man's life is determined primarily by the spirit that is in control of that man's life. It's not about location first of all. Because if there is something wrong with you in Africa, if you travel to Europe, the thing pursues you there. Have you not seen people who have been colossal waste and failures everywhere they go? In fact, they are deported every time they make attempt to travel. You change location, but your result is not changing. You change a job, but the outcome of your life is not changing. You change business, it's not changing. You thought it was the wife you got married to, and you decided to divorce your wife and married another one. 2 years after, you still find yourself in the same experience, and you discovered it wasn't the wife. You thought it was the kind of business you were doing, and you decided you should change business. You changed the business, but the outcome, the experience is still the same. It is not location. It is the spirit that is in charge of a man's life, and the blessing is a spirit. When it comes upon a man, he brings you face to face with an angel. If you read Genesis chapter 32, when Jacob was returning from Laban's house after 20 years of sojourning in a strange land, he said to God, with this staff, I crossed over this Jordan 20 years ago, but today I am returning with two companies. Amen. Jacob, a cheat. Jacob, a supplanter. Jacob, he didn't have a good name with his brother. Jacob, he didn't have a good reputation with his father, but somehow he managed to get the blessing. When he got the blessing, he ran away with the blessing. One trouser, one shirt, and he ran away to save his life. If a man who is blessed is alive, there is no way the devil can make him come under. And one of the things the blessing does is that it makes you to escape death. The blessing, it pushes you away from the sins of death. They said he was there 5 minutes before the sporadic shooting started. But barely 2 minutes after leaving, there is a shooting all around and people are falling down dead. He was there. He was at the center of it. But there is a force around his life that pushes his head without him knowing, without her knowing. Somehow, he just leaves the place and danger takes place. That's one of the things that the blessing does this year. God is placing it on your life. Men may not see a cover in your hand, but there is going to be the force of a blessing coming upon you. When the blessing is there, the money will come after. Are you hearing me? And I stand today in the place appointed by the anointing, and I release the force of the blessing into your life. The force of the blessing into your life. Somebody be blessed. When the blessing is upon you, it does not matter where you are in the ladder of life, you will just begin to go up and go forward. That's number one content. When the blessing is upon you, it doesn't matter where you are in the ladder of life, you will just find yourself gradually going upward and going forward. People are just pushing you on. The blessing makes you prominent without you having to spend so much. Today I declare an upward movement, a forward movement, an upward movement, a forward movement. Is there anyone here that is tired to be at the ground level? Is there anyone here that wants to get better? Is there anyone here that said, I am tired of being behind the queue? Is there anyone here that said, now in this year, I want to move forward in my life? That's the person I am speaking to. In that your business, in that your career, in that your family, I decree you are rising forward. You are rising forward. You are going upward. You are going upward. You are going upward. You are going upward. Somebody help me shout, I receive it. The following things are the ultimate manifestation of the blessing. I'm going to mention four quickly. Number one, it causes everything to work together for your good. We're talking about the content of the blessing. It causes everything to work together for your good. But the good and the bad, everything just work together. The brethren of Joseph, they couldn't understand it. Joseph called them together and said, I am Joseph. They were still looking at him. The Joseph that we put in the picture 13 years ago was not looking like this. He said, I am Joseph, your brother, the one that you sold. And they felt like melting into the ground. And Joseph said to them, do not quarrel within yourself. Because immediately there was a quarrel within them. Reuben, you were the one that brought this idea. Naphtali, are you not the one that suggested we should sell him? Say, I told you that time we shouldn't do this evil. And Joseph said, no need for quarrel. You meant it for evil, but God turned it for my good. When the blessing is upon a man's life, everything works together. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good unto them who know the Lord, unto them who are the called according to the purpose. Let them push you down, they will push you unknowingly to your promotion. Let them hate you, that hatred will turn out for your good. The Bible says, if the prince of this earth knew, they would not have crucified Jesus Christ. If they knew that burying him in the ground was going to make him more popular than he was when he was alive, they would not have killed him. If they knew that selling Joseph out would make Joseph manifest his dream, they wouldn't have sold him. But all things worked together for good. Are you here? You were disappointed last month. Are you here? You had some setback last week. Are you here? and things really didn't pan out well the way you wanted it to be. You have planned it all out and it didn't work the way you wanted it to be, and you return back home very sad. If you are of God, when the blessing is there, it makes everything to work together for your good. Finally, the blessing is a limit terminator. The blessing is a limit terminator. When the blessing is on a man's life, it terminates every limit. I like you to know that there are people that cannot go far. Yes, there are people that cannot go very far. Moses said to Pharaoh, God said, let my people go so that we may go and serve him. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, but don't go far. And there are people that are carrying those kind of luggage, those kind of burden. He can become a senior staff, but it can be a management staff. You can be married, but you won't have children. You can have children, but you will not live long. You can have money, but you will not have benefit for that money. Certain limits here and there. Everywhere you go, it's like something is holding you strongly behind. The blessing is a limit terminator. It breaks the limit and make the sky the starting point for me. Do you need the blessing this year? That you will go beyond your father. One blessing I always pray for you is that you won't end where your father ended. Elijah said, God, it is enough. Take my life, for I am not better than my father. When a son is not better than his father, is under his curse. It's not good for children not to exceed the limit of their parents. Because I've seen children who took over their parents' building. The rent they are collecting is more than what their parents were collecting, but they have never changed the roof of the house for 30 years. When their father built that house, he built it with a meager amount, but he's earning far better than that. He has not built anyone. He's still living in his father's house. I pray, may the Lord break the limit in your life. You didn't hear me. The blessing is a limit terminator. I will be better than my father. You will be better than your father. Don't end where your father ended. Don't end where your mother ended. You wouldn't have made any progress. If your father struggled at the age of 50, you're already 49, you are still struggling. You need to run for your dear life. You need to say, no, this thing cannot continue. Someone must break this yoke. David said to his elder brother, is there not a curse? Why are you keeping me quiet? Is there not a curse? For 40 days, Goliath has been embarrassing everybody. Israel, send a man to fight me. And every time the soldiers hear the voice of Goliath, they are running to hide. And David, untrained, unskillful, uneducated, illiterate, unexposed, he appeared with a lunch box in his hand in the battlefield. And he heard Goliath ranting. And David said, what will be given to the man who will kill this idiot and take away the reproach from Israel? What will be given to the man who will end this limitation and take away this nonsense? And it was the elder brother of David, Eliab, that came to him and said, you are a naughty boy. Who have you left those few sheep with? Every enemy in the house will not limit you this year. Sometimes, every time you want to rise up, it takes a man that knows you that wants to push you back to where you used to be. It takes a man that knows you. I said, no, it cannot be him. Rather than him, let it be another person. Do you know that there are people like that? Your own friend, your own family member. He said, rather than him being a manager in this company, let us bring somebody from another community, from another place. And before you know it, a stranger will become a lord in your land. Because a brother said it cannot be so. But David told his brother, have we not been embarrassed enough? He left his brother and said, this is not the time for domestic quarrel. This is not the time for petty gossip. He left the brother and went to another man. And the man said, any man that will kill Goliath, his wife shall be the king's daughter. His family will be liberated from taxes. And the king will make him wealthy. And David said, those incentives are good enough for me to fight this fight. And he went to the king and said, if you will permit me, I will not do it two times, one time, and this embarrassment will end. What if God gives you a blessing this year that will make the thatch house, the mud house in your family, to go down for another one to start up there? Where will you say? He said, I won't do it twice, I will do it once. Ha! And Saul said, you don't understand what you are talking about. That man has been a man of war right from when he was a small boy. He has been fighting and killing people, even with his breed. If he does like this, people will die. And David said, let me tell you what I have not told other people. Let me tell you what my father doesn't know about. Some months ago, I was in the field keeping my father's sheep, and a lion came to take the sheep. He took the sheep. I ran after the lion, and I delivered my father's sheep from the mouth of the lion. And when the lion rose up against me, the lion of the tribe of Judah inside of me rose up, and I tore the lion and delivered my father's sheep. It wasn't too long. The bear came and did the same thing. I delivered my father's sheep. The God who delivered me from the hands of the lion and the hands of that bear, that same God will put this Goliath in my hand. Can you rise to your feet as I declare over you, the God who didn't allow you to die in 2017, that God will bless you in 2018. The God who didn't allow your enemies mock you in 2017, that God will raise you up in 2018. I don't know who I am talking to, but there is a candidate for blessing here. Something different, something unique. They will look at you and say, we know his father, but we are not sure that he is his son. And you will say, I am the son of the carpenter. Nobody gave us a chance, but this is what God has turned my life into.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises, or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. school of wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.